It's Tuesday night. Time for Psychic Dilemma with Jenny B.
Jenny B.
Call in to connect. Get a free reading.
1-888-454-ASK-1.
That's 1-888-454-2751. Outside the U.S. and Canada,
919-341-5615.
This is Psychic Dilemma on A1R.
On the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, and welcome to the Psychic Dilemma Show, coming to you live tonight on the Ask One Radio Network. I'm Jenny, your host come psychic tonight. For those of you listening in, I've changed time slots this year, and now I'm on a whole lot earlier. You can always listen in to me live every Wednesday evening on A1R, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific, and 1 p.m. in Australia on Thursdays. So I guess I can say that you guys are talking to the future. As always, I'm really happy to be here, and we have a great show for you tonight. So keep your calls coming in for your free readings. The phone numbers to call into tonight's show, if you're in North America and Canada, are 1-888-454-ASK-1. That's 1-888-454-2751. Worldwide, you can call the global hotline at A1R on 1-919-341-5615. Your only dilemma is, do I call? My dilemma is Psychic Dilemma, and I'm here for you guys. For those of you wanting to connect with me, you can always find me at my website, which is psychicdilemma.com. I'll spell it D-I-L-E-M-M-A, psychicdilemma.com. Or you can find me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma, or follow me on Twitter as Psychic Jenny. That's Jenny with an I. Now, while we're waiting for our callers to call in tonight, I have a very special guest on tonight's show. Before I bring him on, let me tell you a little bit about him. His name is Mark Romero. Now, Mark is an extraordinary keynote artist. He's a guitarist, an energy healer, a personal development coach, and a teacher. He's recognized as a global leader in both professional and personal development through his one-of-a-kind music technology. For nearly 20 years, Mark has had a successful career in sales and management. Even with this success, he's had a higher calling, which encouraged him to change the direction of his life. Through discovering his own inner gifts, Mark discovered through his music that he had the ability to shift listeners into a higher state of consciousness, and he empowers listeners to tap into their unlimited potential. Wow, that sounds really great. Mark is providing a pathway where people can be more prosperous, more importantly, have passion, meaning, and fulfillment in their lives. But his music is so much more than just music. Through his music, Mark channels higher frequencies of energy to assist humanity in eliminating those negative thoughts and beliefs that are holding us back from living the lives that we truly desire. CEOs and top executives swear by his music as a tool to help relieve stresses, remain grounded, and expand the portals to becoming more creative. Now, Mark is the founder and the CEO of Mark Romero Music Incorporated. He offers a wide range of services, including his acclaimed music CDs, transformational music series, teleconference series, keynote speaking engagements, private and group coaching sessions, and advisory services. Let's bring him onto the show and have a chat with him. Welcome, Mark, to Psychic Dilemma on the Ask One Radio Network.
Thank you. Yes, I am. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, welcome to Psychic Dilemma. Now, Mark, I've got a few questions for you. Are you up for it?
Ask away.
Ask away. Okay. Now, Mark, you walked away from a highly successful multi-million dollar corporation to pursue your dream. Would you like to share with our listeners listening in tonight a little bit about that dream?
Absolutely. I remember being a young kid where I always had this desire to know, you know, how do we truly create a successful life? I mean, you know, one that's prosperous, but that's got the passion, the fulfillment, all these aspects that really make up a successful life. It was something that was always of an interest to mine. So I studied and I did all this different work and applied it to my, you know, ascension up the corporate ladder, so to speak, and really kind of bought into the model that society kind of has provided us, saying, hey, you know what, you go to school, you get out of school, you get a job, you work your way up the corporate ladder, the higher you get, the happier and the more fulfilled you'll be, and life will be good. And that was kind of the model that I had bought into. And you know, I went through sales, worked my way up into executive management, and ultimately started my own company in the garage, and found myself being a CEO of a multi-million dollar business that I had started there in my very garage at home. But yet what I noticed was, wait a second, okay, yeah, I've got the car, I've got the bank account and the shiny paint on the car, my home in Southern California, but why am I unhappy? Why am I unfulfilled? Why am I unhealthy? And I really started asking these questions. And around that time, my lovely wife, Dr. Lara, who has a mastering ability to communicate so much with just a look, I came home one night and there she is in the hallway. And she just had this look, the look that I'm going to hit you with some truth here. You're probably not going to want to hear it, but here it is. And mm-hmm. she just got right up to me and she just said, you know what? I don't care how much money you're making. I look in your eyes and you're dead. When are you going to have the courage to go for the dream? And, you know, like any good husband, I wanted to argue with her. But once again, you know, I see this trend where that, man, she's always right. And I'm like kind of going, she was right again. And so a week later, I went in and I told my partners that I was leaving, that I'd always had this passion and this desire to help people on their journey through life. So I took the leap of faith and started my, I guess what we could call the hero's journey.
Wow, that's a good story. But remember, women are always right, Mark. Especially wives. They're always right, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and that kind of also extends to daughters, too. I have two daughters at home, and they're always telling me they're right, too. So I'm pretty much outnumbered, and you know, I need to go out and bond with the men once in a while just so I could feel right once in a while.
Oh, that's good. How old are the daughters, Mark?
I have a 5-year-old and a 9-year-old.
Oh, you haven't got a chance, have you? Haven't got a chance at all.
No, I don't.
All right. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your music mantra? What is it and how it actually works with you? Would you like to share with us all listening in tonight?
Sure. Well, I guess it kind of to really answer that question, I have to kind of give a little background. Well, I guess about 5 years ago, I got connected to a former consultant from NASA. And he was involved in a study. And as a quantum physicist and actually a very talented energy worker, he was saying, hey, listen, you know what? We are energy. Humanity is a projection of this beautiful field of energy that makes up everything in the universe. And of course, humanity, with all its wisdom, has dumped over 80,000 man-made chemicals into our air, food, and water. We all have, you know, cell phones, laptop computers, electronic technology that we have surrounded ourselves with that is producing electromagnetic fields. And what they were able to demonstrate and to prove in their study was that all of these things are actually inhibiting our connection to this magnificent field of energy, actually literally putting us out of tune with this field. So what they were looking for things that could help raise humanity above the static and noise that's being caused in their environment to help them get in touch and get in tune with that universal energy, opening the door for higher levels of consciousness, improved health and wellness, heightened intuition, creativity, all these different aspects that we desire to have in our experience. So they discovered that I had the ability to channel energy through my music that actually accomplished that result. So when you ask the question, what's a musical mantra? Well, it really kind of opens the door to the most potent of all energy interrupters. When you think of all the things that we're exposed to, what do you think is the most potent energy interrupter of them all? And the answer actually amazed me, that being our own limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions. Because we are tremendously powerful, and our thoughts, our beliefs, and perceptions are communicating and transmitting information to the field all the time. And the field responds accordingly. So when we have stories of lack, limitation, not good enough, powerlessness, victimhood, we are actually transmitting that to the field, and the field responds to support who it is that we're being and what it is that we believe. A mantra piece is actually an intentional piece of music that is composed to a positive outcome to help people offset the limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions that are holding them back from bringing themselves in tune with this universal energy and ultimately stepping in their power and ability to create the life of their dreams.
Wow, that sounds really fantastic. So through your music, you're channeling all these frequencies of energy and eliminating these negative thoughts and perceptions that are holding us back. That's what you're putting it out there, aren't you?
Absolutely. That's certainly part of the work. But in reality, what it is, it's really about bringing people in tune. You know, it's like I love to use the guitar as a metaphor. You know, we all have facets and aspects. That's the strings. We take action through those facets and aspects. That's the strumming and the plucking. We produce results. That's the music that we make. I don't care how masterfully you play the game of life. If your strings aren't in tune, you're never going to play beautiful music or reach your full potential of which you have the capability of expressing and producing in your life. So my job is all about helping people tune their strings so that they can play beautiful music and enhance their ability to really step into being a co-creator with this universal force.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Now, have you got your guitar with you at the moment?
It's like I never leave home without it. It's kind of like, you know, one of those cards.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, perhaps you'd like to pluck and strum a little song for us all, for everyone listening in. It would be absolutely beautiful.
I can do that. And
would you like to do that? Share with everyone?
Absolutely. I would love to.
And over to you then.
Okay. Well, I'm going to kind of position it a little bit here. I'm going to play a little mantra piece. And this is actually a musical mantra for alignment. And it really is about aligning and tuning our energy. So, you know, I always like to get people to set intentions before I play these types of pieces. So are you willing to set the intention to bring your life more in harmony and in tune? So I'm going to just, you know, consider that everybody said yes. And so what I would invite you to do
is, it's a big yes from me.
Well, I assume everybody else said yes too. Just with the nature of this show, I'm sure everybody's right on this. So what I would invite you to do is just breathe while I play. Just focus on your breath, and we'll meet after this particular song. So this is a little musical mantra for alignment.
Fantastic, Mark. Thank you for sharing that with all our listeners and with me. It was beautiful.
Oh, my pleasure. That came out nice.
It came out very nice. It actually made my hair stand on end. So I think I was getting right in tune with it.
Well, I hope that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. It's a very good thing. Now, a lot of CEOs and top executives swear by your music, and they use this music as a tool to help them deal with their stresses and remain grounded. I can see how this works. So you actually go in and play to them, do you? Is that how it works? Or
do they
listen to your CDs, or how does it work?
All of the above. I do live events where I go in and I'll actually work with people. And one of the things that I realized in the course of this journey was that I could like sit down and talk to somebody, and it's almost like I could hear where they were out of tune. It's like, oh, okay. You know, they're like, sometimes the subconscious isn't in alignment with what we consciously desire, and therefore we're not in tune. And that's why we struggle to create results sometimes in our experience. So I could sit down and talk with somebody, and I would work with groups of people, sometimes CEOs, executive managers, yeah. And then I would play them little pieces of music. I would compose mantras on the fly for people to help them shift different areas where they were basically out of tune, so that I could bring them back into that harmony, you know, thereby improving their performance. Because when we're in tune, when we're in harmony, you know, we're able to create results much faster with less effort. Mm. We're able to reduce our stress, improve how we feel. Our physical energy is actually enhanced and improved when the music plays in the environment. So it's really a great tool. And then, of course, if I'm not available or if I'm not doing a program, hey, people utilize the different music CDs and play them in their office, play them on the way to work, and just, you know, play them in the background. You don't have to consciously listen. You just go about doing your stuff of your day. And the music harmonizes the environment, thereby helping people be more grounded, reduce their stress, improve their memory, their focus, but also their creativity and their intuition.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. So by talking to someone, Mark, you can tell if someone's out of tune or in tune with themselves?
Absolutely. It's okay. Something that I just kind of realized as this continued to evolve and unfold.
Well, I'm going to ask you something. Am I in tune with myself?
Actually, you sound pretty in tune with yourself.
Yay! And if I wasn't, you'd compose me a little song, wouldn't you, if I wasn't in tune with myself?
Well, yeah, but, you know, and here's the thing that we have to remember. You know, it's just part of being in the human experience. Is there are times when we go out of tune. I mean, it's just the nature of the world that we live in. I mean, I tune my guitar all the time. You know, it's like we just don't brush our teeth once and then never brush them again. You know, it's like we just don't eat once and then never eat again, or perhaps maybe go and exercise. No, it's a continual practice. And that's really what the practice is with tuning our own strings. It's something that we have to engage in on a regular basis, because let's face it, life happens. We're exposed to things in our environment. You know, you've got your neighbor's Wi-Fi, microwave signals beaming through the atmosphere. I mean, who knows what we're exposed to, especially here in Southern California, close to Los Angeles. I mean, there's all kinds of things we're being beamed through all the time. So this is a tool where you can actually harmonize and clear your field and make sure that you are in an optimal energetic state regardless of the environment that you're in.
Oh, look, it sounds absolutely wonderful. And do you put this onto CDs? Because you have CDs when I was looking around your website. So you must put your music onto CDs. How can people connect with you and get some of this wonderful music into their lives, into their homes?
Well, I always invite people to come to the website. Check out Mark with a K, Romero, R-O-M-E-R-O, music.com. There's all kinds of demos. You can get a little free little playlist of musical pieces simply by just signing up on the homepage. There's all kinds of little demo tracks back on the products page that you can actually listen to, and listen to the different levels of work, because there is really two levels to the musical work. There's the level of harmonizing the environment, which is where we're null and voiding all that stuff that we're exposed to, you know, the Wi-Fi, the chemicals, all these different things in our environment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then there's also the second level of the work, is when we're dealing with the energy interrupters in our heads. And I always say this, if you're having a human experience, hey, we all have to a certain degree different thoughts, beliefs, perceptions that we've incorporated into our operating system software that limit us. And this is part of the challenge that humanity is facing today, is to set down those stories and to really rewrite our stories of, you know, awesomeness, of unlimited potential, of and being extraordinary expressions mm-hmm. of the universe.
Oh, sounds absolutely wonderful. Now, you must have a favorite song yourself. Have you got a favorite song that you would like to share with all of our listeners listening in tonight? Or a nice song that you would like to share? It doesn't have to be your favorite, but I thought sometimes people have favorites, sometimes they don't.
I was going to say, you know, we were talking earlier about being surrounded by the women at home, you know, with my daughters and wife. And yes. I say, you know, one of my favorite songs is a musical mantra for hormonal balance at that particular time of the month for my wife when she tends to get a little crabby.
I was going to say, it's not "I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay." It's that sort of song, is it?
No. Uh-huh. Actually, I do have a piece that I really love, and it's in fact, if you want me to play it, I'll play it. It's actually a musical mantra for self-acceptance. It's about, you know, accepting yeah. ourselves, you know, all of our humanity, all of our divinity, the truth of who and what we are. And there's just something powerful that opens up for us when we do accept ourselves and accept the fact that we are really miraculous expressions of life.
Okay, well, that would sound fantastic. I'd love to hear it. And I'm sure our listeners listening in tonight would love to hear it too.
Well, I'll just play
Fire
a little. Okay, you got it. So once again, I would invite everybody, you know, to set the intention, no matter where you are at on your journey in life, hey, there's always more to evolve into. There's more, there's always... You know, there's always another level of which we can evolve our lives. So set the intention to accept yourself at a higher level. And we'll meet on the other side of this piece. So just take some nice deep breaths. A little musical mantra for self-acceptance.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. It's really, really wonderful that you're helping so many people becoming more grounded and relieving stresses and tensions in their daily life and really putting it out there with music. I thought it was beautiful, and I'm sure our listeners loved it too.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And your mic sounds beautiful because it's crystal clear. I'm in Melbourne, Australia. You're over in California, and it's like you're right next to me here, the music. And I'm sure everyone felt the same, Mark.
Well, that's one of those things. Anytime you get a musician on who's got all the toys and whistles and boards and microphones and stuff, hey, you know, we got to do it right.
Exactly. Now, we've got some callers calling into the show tonight. Would you like to stay on and do some work with some of our callers?
Absolutely.
Tonight?
Would love to. Oh, that'd be great.
All right. And I've got some more questions for you later on. We've got actually a caller on the line at the moment. We'll have a caller, then we'll go to a commercial break. Now, we've got Diane in New Jersey on the line. I'll bring her into the show. Hi, Diane. Are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Jenny. Hi, Mark.
Hi. How are you?
Jenny,
I'm
and
good.
Mark? You beat me to it. Now, is there anything you'd like to ask Diane?
Yes, actually, I would. I've had a very difficult end of 2011 because my brother passed away. And now I'm looking for trying to find work and stuff, so I feel like I'm a little out of balance. It caught me off guard. So I kind of feel like I'm, you know, it was a whirlwind of change, and now I'm trying to get back on my feet and do what I need to do.
What do you think I should do? Well,
do you want me to go first, Mark, or would you like me to throw it over to you?
Well, that's up to you. Hey, it's your show. I don't want to step on any toes.
No, you please jump in there, because this is right up your alley, I'm thinking, isn't it?
Well, there was just a couple of things that showed up. First of all, I want to offer my condolences. I mean, it's always a challenge when people go through their transformations, especially those that are close to us. So I want to honor that and just really send you some good vibes alone on dealing with that. But there's a couple of things that showed up, and the first one is that you were talking about work and how it is that you want to express yourself in the future. Is my question was have you gotten clarity on how you want that to look? Okay, so before you answer, if you were plugged in to the ultimate power, which you are, by the way, and you had the ability to create and shape and shift your life into any way that you truly desire, which you can, what is it that you would compose and orchestrate in your life experience in regards to your work?
Wow. Basically, I guess I would want to do something to help people. So I know that's like a wide spectrum. I just don't know more specifically right at the moment what I would choose to do.
Okay, and that's fair enough. And, you know, absolutely, hey, that I respect that. So here, I'm going to challenge you a little bit. So I'm going to challenge you to take a little quiet time, a little meditative time, whatever makes sense, and just start writing some ideas down on how you could possibly help people. And secondly, are you willing to set the intention to step into that role of helping people and getting clarity on how you can do that?
Okay.
Are you willing to set the intention to do that?
Yes, I am, actually.
Good answer. Secondly, mm-hmm. In regards to your brother, I just got this that this would be nice. I don't know, did you have a chance to talk to your brother before he transitioned?
Yes, actually, I did.
Okay, do you feel like you have any unfinished business at all?
Maybe emotionally there's some unfinished business. I just, I had a feeling he wasn't doing very well, but I'm too far away. I was too far away at the time, although me and my sister did offer to go down to him, but he said no, he was going to be fine, and I don't really know if he realized how bad he was, or how sick he was at the time. And so, you know, we just kind of went with his feeling, but now we kind of maybe regret that we didn't go.
Okay. So, you know, obviously we can't go back and change the past. So are you willing to let go of the regret and realize that everything unfolded in its perfect time and space?
Yes.
Okay. And I just might also recommend that you take some quiet time and maybe write your brother a letter and express some of those feelings and some of those things that you didn't really have a chance to express. And I think, you know, it'll be very helpful for you, and it'll just be a key step in the process of healing and moving forward.
Yeah, that would help, definitely.
So, Jenny, do I have time to play her a little piece of music here?
I would love to play you to play her a piece of music. Diane, you're very privileged to have Mark play you some music because he plays beautifully.
Fire
away,
you.
Mark.
Absolutely. So I guess I have a couple questions for you before I go into this piece. So you're ready to acknowledge and step into, shall we say, the goddess within and express that and find a creative and unique and beautiful way to help people on their journeys through life?
Yes, absolutely.
Good answer. You know, usually I get a lot more arguments from people from New Jersey or New York and stuff. So I'm going to take that and run. So what I would invite you to do is I want you to just take some nice deep breaths. But I also want to pull this out to anybody in the audience that can relate to the same thing. Because in reality, from a quantum level, how many people am I really working with? I'm really working with just one, however many people there are listening to this call, because we're all expressions of the same field of energy. So this is for you, Diane, but it's also for everybody else that can relate to this. And if you're willing to set that same intention, then what I would invite you to do is just to breathe while I play, and we'll meet on the other side of this song, okay? We'll see what comes out. All right, so
Thanks. Just
take some nice deep breaths and just focus on your breath. Just take some nice deep breaths. And Diane, it's one thing to set intentions, and this is one of the things I always try to convey to people that I work with. Intentions are great, and they are the beginning of the process. But we live in both domains. I mean, we live in the physical and we live in the spiritual. So when we combine intention with action steps on a physical level in that direction, let me ask you a question. What's the first thing that you could do on a physical level in the next 24 hours to begin this process of discovery, of finding out how you can be of service to people and perhaps maybe incorporate that into your livelihood?
Well, I use the internet a lot, so I mean, I really do send out vibrations. Every time I send out my resume, it's kind of like, you know, sending out a piece of me and hoping that somebody will pick up, you know, on that and then, you know, complete the process, so to speak.
Right. So is there a specific action you can take in the next 24 hours? Like, is there somebody you could send a resume to, or perhaps maybe do some searching on the internet, looking for some different ideas, information, or maybe just sitting down and journaling some different ideas, or perhaps maybe working on a vision on how you could possibly be of service to others?
Yeah, actually, I plan on doing that. I do that on a daily basis, but I certainly can do that tomorrow, too.
Okay, fantastic. So here's what to look for, okay? So take on that action step. So anytime that we set an intention, we take an action step, and we work with this energy, is that we are actually changing our life frequency. And when we change our life frequency, in other words, when we change who we're being, the field will respond. Okay, life will respond. Different connections, synchronicity will show up. Different. Somebody might say, hey, you know, Diane, you should check out this book. And then 2 hours later, you get an email from Amazon, you know, with a special on that book. Go get that book. You know, this is right. What we want to see, the response, and see how the field responds so that we can go on our journey. And because it's the journey that we reclaim our magnificence, it's on the journey that we get in touch with our divine essence, it's on the journey that we evolve. So take that on and just look to see what begins to show up and shape and shift in your life experience. And I wish you the best on your journeys.
Oh, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Oh. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mark. That was lovely, Diane, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Was absolutely beautiful. We're about to go to a commercial break, but I just want to tell you that your brother that has passed on is perfectly happy. I can feel he's quite safe, he's well loved where he is, and he's with people around him that he knows quite well. My condolences go out to you too, but I just want to tell you before we go quite quickly, rewards are going to come through you expanding your knowledge. You're going to, at the moment, I feel, either take up a new course of study or a hobby or something that you've long wanted to do. It's sort of like it's calling you to make a start at the moment. It could feel like hard work and it could bear fruit. Go for it. Put out the intention, like Mark said. Give it your best shot and it falls into place, Diane.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Jenny.
I wish you all the best. And Mark, stay put. We'll say goodbye to Diane. We're off to a commercial break. See you, Diane.
Bye-bye, Diane.
Bye, Jenny. Bye, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now stay put, Mark. It's Wednesday night, and you're listening into the live version of Psychic Dilemma with Jenny on the Ask One Radio Network. We'll be back in a moment to take more of your calls and to hear some of Mark's beautiful music.
This is A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Looking for something a little more visual? Perhaps you would enjoy A1R Psychic Television at AskOneTelevision.com. You'll find great psychic video and original programming when you need pictures to set the scene. A1R Psychic Television is on right now. Embed it in your website, profile, or blog and enjoy psychic television fully customized for you.
AskOneTelevision.com.
AskOneTelevision.com.
Hi, my name is Jenny, and I'm an international psychic based in Australia. If you have any questions regarding your love life, health, career, finances, or something you can't quite understand or make sense of, or if you simply want a reading, I'm here and just a phone call away. My special interests lie in areas of love and relationships, crisis and change. I also dabble in feng shui and even spells sometimes. You can have a look-see at my website if you like, www.psychicdilemma.com, or you can connect with me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma, or follow me on Twitter as Psychic Jenny. That's Jenny with an I, J-E-N-N-I. I do care deeply about all of my clients, and I would love to hear from you all. Your only dilemma is, do I call? My dilemma is Psychic Dilemma, and I'm here and waiting for you. www.psychicdilemma.com. That may be spelled a little bit different than you're used to. D-I-L-E-M-M-A.
A1R.
A1R. The Ask One Radio Network.
And now back to Psychic Dilemma with Jenny B.
Live from PsychicDilemma.com.
Exclusively on A1R.
The Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Jenny at A1R Radio, and tonight I'm here doing brief readings on psychic radio. The numbers to call in for your free reading tonight, if you're in the US and Canada, please call 1-888-454-ASK-1. That's 1-888-454-2751. Worldwide, you can call us on the global hotline at 1-919-341-5615. You'll catch me here every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific, and 1 p.m. in Australia. Now, I've got a special guest on tonight, Mark Romero, and he's been playing wonderful, wonderful music for all our listeners. Are you there, Mark?
I am. Would you believe it? I'm still here.
Thank you for sharing this wonderful music with everyone. Where can people connect with you? Tell us where we can connect with you and your CDs, where they can get some of this fantastic music. I'm sure they would love to.
Well, the best place to go is my website. It's Mark with a K, Romero, R-O-M-E-R-O, music.com, markromeromusic.com. And then, of course, there's always the good old Facebook and Twitter, Mark Romero Music. There's all kinds of like little demo pieces and things to listen to and nice little mindsets and bits and pieces to help people tune their energy and shift their lives. So, but the website is always a great place to go and certainly to see my arsenal of musical intervention that's available through different CDs and MP3 downloads. Once again, at markromeromusic.com.
Yes, and I'm sure people, our listeners, will go there and purchase some of these CDs. Now, you make up all your own music on the CDs. Do you sing on them as well, or mainly music? How does that work?
It's all instrumental music. So, like the musical mantras, like the piece I played earlier, I just made up on the fly. That's the beauty of the musical mantras. And the piece that I did for Diane was just something I'd never played before. So anytime that I do a intention-specific musical mantra, it's something that just flows out. So all of my CDs and everything are all original compositions.
Oh, beautiful. You're very talented, Mark. Do you realize that? There's so much talent there. And to get out to the whole world is wonderful. I'm sure people are going to love your music. Now, can you make up some music for me? Can you make up a little bit of music for me on that? That's putting you on the spot now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely I could. Absolutely.
I would love to hear a little song, something.
Okay. So here's a question for you then. So what is it that you would most like to manifest in 2012 for yourself?
What would I like to manifest? I'd like to manifest a lot of things, but the main thing I want to manifest is my business to be up and running 100%. I'm probably running at 80%. I've been running it for now about 4 months, 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be sort of really running my business out there fully and wholly, giving it my whole energies, I guess.
Right, right. Okay, fantastic. So just a couple things. So are you willing to take just maybe a breath or two and honor yourself for the 80, 85% that you have accomplished so far, and to just really pat yourself on the back for how far you've come in such a short amount of time? Because I got to be honest with you, from my viewpoint, it sounds to me like you're already running at 100%. So, from my perception. So, I mean, are you willing to give yourself that little pat on the back?
I will give myself a pat on the back. Yes, definitely.
Okay, so then what I would invite you to do is just take some nice deep breaths. And we'll meet on the other side of this little piece. So here we go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Now, that's the first time I've ever serenaded a host on a show live.
Oh, that was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much. And I'm feeling much more grounded, and I can do it. That's out there, and I'll let you know what's happening. We've actually got, thank you so much, Mark. We've actually got a caller on the line. Let's take our last caller because we've only got 8 minutes left in the show.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
That sounds great to me. I'm all for it.
All right. We've got a caller coming in at the moment, but I don't know the caller's name. We've got Brenda in South Dakota coming through. Are you there, Brenda?
I am, Jenny. Thank you.
Hello.
That was beautiful, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Isn't he wonderful? He's absolutely wonderful. The music, I just can't describe it. It's making me have a little tears in my eyes, Mark.
Hopefully that grounded you enough to help me with my question.
Fire away, Brenda, because we've got 7 minutes left in the show now. How can
we help you? I'm just wondering about my love life for this year. Can you give me any insights?
Is there anyone that you think about, Brenda, at all?
Yes.
What's that person's first name?
His first name is Jason.
Jason, and do you know his date of birth at all?
I believe it's in June, but I'm not sure
date. I'm a June baby too, so I can relate to that. What about yours, Brenda? What's your date of birth?
I'm September 22nd.
September the 22nd, you're a Virgo?
Yes.
All right. Now, I usually do star signs, Mark, so I'll jump in here and do star signs for all the Virgoians out there, or Virgos as we call them. Now, this is for Brenda. This could be one of those weeks when you need to relax a little bit more and get some well-needed rest, Brenda. This may not be possible as others are putting fairly heavy demands on your time and attention. Take some time out for you. Now, if you're wanting to know about Jason and you, to me there's something missing here, something lacking. Can you feel that, Brenda?
Yes.
Yes, I know. This is going to be very hard to get this up and running. If you want to connect with me, please go to my website at Psychic Dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, psychicdilemma.com, and we can get into it a whole lot more. But I'm thinking there's going to be quite a few hiccups, quite a few problems here. It can be sorted, but it is going to take time and effort. Now, I'll throw you over to Mark. Mark, have you got anything that you would like to add to that? Because we've only got a few minutes left in the show, 5 minutes.
Sure. Just Brenda, so is this like, are you have these certain feelings towards this gentleman, but is he aware of how you feel for him?
Yes, it's actually, we've been friends for a few years, and mm-hmm. he lives in a totally different state.
Okay.
And we've just decided recently that maybe we might want to try things out, but I know it'll be hard because there's distance.
Well, the one thing that really kind of shows up from the languaging is I want to remove this word hard, okay? And are you open to realizing the possibility that no matter how the dynamics of this relationship, how challenging it might be, so to speak, that there is an opportunity here for you to reclaim a piece of your magnificence. There's an opportunity here for you to reclaim a piece of your divinity. Are you open to doing that and stepping into that regardless of logistics and how challenging it might be, that maybe there's a blessing wrapped within all of this?
Yes.
Okay. And are you committed to playing the game of life and seeing how things unfold?
Yes.
All right. I think that's great. I like the little laugh there. That worked out well, too. So I know we're running out of time here. Why don't I play you a little piece of music and then just have you breathe, and then we'll meet on the other side of this. How does that sound?
Thank you.
Okay. So just take some nice deep breaths, and we'll see what shows up.
Thank you.
So just take some nice deep breaths. And like I did before with Diane, I just want you to come up with a step that you can take in that direction to the ultimate goal, which is to have a rewarding, loving relationship, correct?
Yes.
So just whatever you can do in the next 24 hours to move in that direction, take it on and see what shows up for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I wish I could have played that song longer, but I know that we're getting up to that hour time.
Yes, yeah. We have 2 minutes left, but Brenda can always connect with you at your website there if she wants to hear more, can't she, Mark?
Absolutely, definitely.
If you'd like to share with our listeners your website and where they can actually connect with you.
Well, I do these sessions all the time. I put together musical protocols and mantra pieces for people to help them get in alignment and get them in tune so that they can really access that essence within them to be the co-creator of their life experience. So I invite you to check out the website at markromeromusic.com. Once again, that's Mark with a K, R-O-M-E-R-O-music.com. There's all kinds of information in there on sessions because I do sessions for people where I compose pieces for them and provide them with, shall we say, a little playlist to help empower them on their journey through life.
Well, thank you, Mark. Thank you, Brenda, for calling in. And I want to are you there, Brenda? I think Brenda might have gone. Oh, well, thank you, Brenda. It was really nice chatting to you. You can connect with Mark or you can connect with me at Psychic Dilemma. Take care and good luck with the future with Jason.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And we've got 60 seconds left in the show, Mark, and I want to thank you for giving up your valuable time tonight because I know you're a really busy person. Thank you for sharing with our listeners a little bit about what you do, and it's really great that you're reaching so many people around the world and helping them to become more grounded and relieving their stresses and tensions in their daily lives.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been fantastic. I've had fun. We got to do it again.
We have to do it again, and I want to thank you for my beautiful piece of music. I'll have it forever now. I'm going to put it on my website, and I'm going to listen to it. But I'd like to thank you and everyone. You can connect with Mark at his website, and you can connect with him at Facebook and get some of those wonderful CDs. I think I'll be lining up too, Mark. But you
Fantastic.
Take care.
All
yeah,
right.
You take care, and I will chat to you another day.
Okie doke. Have a lovely evening or day.
Yes, it's a day here. Thank you. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight to Psychic Dilemma on the Ask One Radio Network. I'm Jenny from Psychic Dilemma, and you'll find me here Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific in the U.S., and in Australia, you'll find me on Thursdays at 1 p.m. If you couldn't get in touch with us tonight and want to be part of the show, you can always email the AskOneRadio.com network. Or you can email me, Jenny at Psychic Dilemma, Jenny with an I at PsychicDilemma.com. I really loved chatting with you all tonight, and thanks for tuning in. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you all next week, same time. It's been lovely to talk to you, and I always leave the show with a quote, as you guys know. And tonight's quote is by Doreen Virtue. Allow others to give you loving care. Receive without guilt or apologies. Lovely to connect. We'll catch you next week, same time. Psychic Dilemma, signing out. Bye.